As a natural gas company moves along with plans to build a new pipeline from Binghamton to Syracuse, environmentalists are trying to get their message to landowners along the route first. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney has more.
In spring, Millennium Pipeline Company began preliminary work on a proposal to build a 60-mile natural gas line that will connect an east-west line near Binghamton to another existing line just south of Syracuse. Joe Heath is an environmental lawyer with the Onondaga Indian Nation. He says the line would pass through environmentally sensitive areas. Heath and other opponents will host a public meeting tonight in Homer to get their message out ahead of public relations efforts by the pipeline company.
There are way too many proposed pipelines and infrastructure projects being proposed in New York. We're going to get saddled with tremendous environmental danger and destruction, whether they ever frack for gas in New York or not.
Millennium says the pipeline won't exclusively carry fracked natural gas, but any infrastructure in the state involving natural gas has become controversial because of a broader battle against fracking. Heath's group is known as Stop the I-81 Pipeline, named for the intended path near Interstate 81. Citizens Action and local anti-fracking groups have also chimed in. The line's official name is the Upstate Pipeline. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.